Just a few days ago, the former butler, Princess Diana, said that
she had premonitions.
Yeah, premonitions of her death, and she even wrote some things down that she figured that she might die in a car crash.
Yes.
Have you been able to get with her at all in the afterlife?
Yeah, I talked to her shortly after she died, and I hate these people who just, you know, say they talk to celebrities, but I just thought she was such a wonderful person. And I had told my friend, because she can validate it right after that she knew that she was going to be killed, and it was going to be, you know, that it wasn't an accident that she was going to be killed, that they weren't about to. There were certain people, which I won't mention, but we're not about to have that kind of religious or that kind of person of that denomination within the royal family.
So you believe, at least through what she told you, that something did
happen. Oh, yeah, it was absolutely planned.
Well, she saw it, and you saw it.
Yes.
When you get those kinds of feelings, they've got to send some chills up your arm, huh? Down
yes,
your spine and every place else.
Yes, and see, a lot of times you just can't be calling all over the country, you know, because, I mean, I can now because they know me, but, you know, for years you can't just be calling places. They put you on crank call, you know. But now I can pretty much call. And I think a psychic's work, or let's say somebody who's spiritual, is also to protect people. You know, I mean, for instance, if I saw you getting in a red sports car, George, I'm going to say, and you cracked up someone, I'd say, please don't do it. You know, I mean, I think that's part of what we're here for,
sure.
Not to just say, oh, God, the ace of spades fell. Too bad. You're done. That's ridiculous. That's the old fortune teller number.
No, you're right. I think you have an obligation if you have this kind of gift.
Absolutely. You have to protect people, because I also believe that God wrote me into their charter, whether it's Madam Zorro, whoever it is. Somebody has to warn you. Yeah. Even the book I wrote before that, angels have warned people.
Who do you think you were before you were Sylvia Brown?
Oh, God, I didn't have very many. You know, people always think they were Cleopatra or something. And no, I lived in a lot of lives, strangely enough, in Kenya, and they weren't that exciting, but I certainly loved the country. I lived in Greece, I lived in Turkey, but I certainly wasn't anybody of note, you know. Most people aren't. You know, this one guy had a party come as you were, and about 18 Cleopatras showed up, so I think that's kind of crazy.
And we only had one, I think.
Yes.
How many Joan of Arc showed up?
A lot.
When you get this psychic ability, and I'm going to ask you a few psychic questions tonight, too, is that through some kind of force that you pick up, or are you getting a helper over there?
I believe it's all from God. I believe that Sylvia has her own issues, but when I'm doing this work, I'm nothing but a tube. I really believe that, and that's not being humble or
right.
A martyr or whatever. I just don't get Sylvia in the way. I have been able to do it when I had 103 temperature. You know, my staff always says when I die, they could put my head on the desk and it would work, you know. It just doesn't have anything to do with, I could be going through divorce or family problems, and that just goes on aside from me.
You have a spiritual helper, I think, by the name of Francine?
Yes, I do.
How long has she been with you?
I first heard her, which scared me to death, when I lived in Kansas City. That's where I come from originally. I was up in my bedroom combing my hair, and I won't forget, and I heard this voice say, I come from God, and you don't have anything to be afraid of. I thought, wow, and I went screaming out the door, down the stairs, and of course, I'm going to date myself. Of course, everybody knows how old I am. My grandmother was doing a victory garden, and I said, I just heard this woman's voice, and she said, I come from God, and you have nothing to be afraid of. She said, oh, we all have them. Just pick the carrots up, and, you know, so that was the end of that.
I love it. And she stayed with you?
Stayed with me all these years.
What does she do? Does she provide you information?
No, she doesn't. I mean, she's helped me, don't get me wrong, but I've always said her famous thing is everything will be all right, which means, you know, you could die and everything's all right. she's a fountain of knowledge for other people, but oh, I know she's helped me and she's warned me a few times, but it's usually not for the psychic. I don't know of any psychic that wins the lotto and is truly wealthy, unless they're one of those that run around and tell everybody they're cursed and
right.
put money under the table.
Well, now, Francine's not like a guardian angel, is she?
No. Guardian angels are entirely different.
That's different, too.
Yeah, so you have four angels around you.
I do? Personally, yeah. Or everybody?
No. You have four around you personally.
Is that a good thing?
Well, that's a marvelous thing. I don't think you can ever have too many angels.